Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Right, we rolling it tonight, Friday night, special edition, Big Fat Winners, Friday, November 6th, boy, into November. I'm glad though, I'll be honest with you, I'm sitting across from the edge, I'm ready to be done with October anyway. I'm ready to be done with October.
I hate to November. Say it, but I'm almost ready to be done with the year, brother.
I know, I was going to just bag it this week with the peeps and just not give any plays, but I couldn't resist, so I gave out one play. And I added one more tonight. And I'm probably going to add one more just bomb play tomorrow. We'll talk about the game. I'll just say it now. I just think Coastal Carolina absolutely destroys South. You know, they average winning by 22 points. They're laying 18. They're at home. That's a team that won't let up, and that's a team that just likes to play. I'm just telling everyone that's listening, they destroy South Alabama tomorrow. Like, there's no let up with Coastal this year. So, anyway, yeah, I'm with you with the
quarterback's too good. He's sixth in the Heisman voting.
He's really, really good, and they play really. Look, they went into Georgia State. Not that Georgia State's that great, but that's a Georgia State team that took you, you know, in their conference took UL Lafayette to overtime. They beat them 51-0 on the road. I mean, that's an ass kicking.
All it takes in college is the right play caller and the right quarterback.
Give me Coastal plus 14.5 against BYU all day long. I'm just telling you. I think BYU, we're going to find out about BYU in about 40 minutes because
– wow, that would be a great bowl game.
I think Coastal's got athletes. That's just me. But we're going to find out about BYU in about 30 minutes tonight. I just don't think BYU's that great. Now, we'll see what they do to Boise. You know, Boise's up good, but Boise defensively – not great.
Hey, it's not funny how those books that let you bet on politics, hypothetically speaking, they finally pay you if you bet on the California prop for Trump to win. Finally, it's funny they pay you.
No,
right,
you keep
before
saying California.
It's kickoff.
It's not California.
Oh, I'm
Florida.
Florida.
If you had played that prop for Trump to win California, you'd
well, first
be
of all, it'd be plus 3,000.
I mean, plus 50,000. No, but that one.
But either way, my account was a little swole just now.
back to what you said about just the way the year is with the virus. You know, in college, you just can't get information.
Can't get it.
We've had 10 games canceled. So I'm kind of with you. It's been hard to get into college football because, again, I've had a quarterback for 4 straight weeks. Hopefully tomorrow's not the 5th. 4 straight weeks. I've had a quarterback out for one of my games for 4 straight weeks. And it's mattered. We won one or two of them. We lost two of them. And it definitely mattered in one and for sure in the Aylers with East Carolina. So anyway, big game tomorrow. Obviously the game of the day. I mean,
I want to know, does BYU win tonight or what?
Yeah, I think BYU. The line's moving. I gave BYU out to the peeps. I've talked to some other people that I respect, heard them talk. I think that they couple of big plays on BYU. I mean, look, if BYU loses, obviously they're done. The thing about Boise tonight is their interior offense and their interior defensive line, they are stacked with injuries tonight for this game. They've got several, and that's why the line, I believe, you know, it opened at 3. It's up to 4.5 most places, and the reason is there's injuries all over the place. So
and whether, this is BYU injuries?
No, Boise.
Boise. Oh, okay, because I was going to say BYU's got,
I mean, remember,
the most impressive offense and defensive line as a combo, connection that I've seen all year, but they haven't played anybody, so it's like it's hard
played
for me
anybody.
To judge it.
Now, Boise on defense, look, they gave up 30 to that doo-doo Air Force team. So,
well, this Hockman,
something's up with your mic where it's doing that thing again. I wonder why it's doing that.
Look who's 40. Hold tight.
Yeah, this big, we fix stuff live right on the show, man.
Well, what are we going to do, shut it down?
No, we ain't. It's just debacles going on here. Anyway, while you're fixing your mic, I'll just move on down the line. You got San Diego State playing tonight. I'm not on that game. Tomorrow, you've got obviously the big game, the two biggest games of the day, obviously Clemson, Notre Dame. It's funny. Everyone's talking about Clemson, Notre Dame like it's the end of the world. Here's what people don't understand.
In what sense?
Well, because they're like, this is a huge game for playoff. I really don't think it has any playoff implications. I'm going to tell you why. Because of the way the ACC has changed and now it's just top two. I mean, unless Clemson loses twice. Let's say Clemson loses somehow to Notre Dame tomorrow, which I don't think they will. But let's just say they did. Lawrence comes back. They roll the table. They're in the ACC championship. They're going to pound Notre Dame in the ACC with Lawrence. I think they're going to beat him tomorrow anyway. It's a, you know, Ian Book this year, he's completing 61% of his passes, but his average yard completion is absolute dog shit. He doesn't throw the ball. He won't go downfield this year. And I got news for you against Clemson. If you don't go downfield on them and create some plays, it's going to be a long day for Notre Dame because Clemson will. Huh?
It's not a complicated game to break down as far as, I mean, exactly. I'm not against you on your pick. I'm just saying as far as if you were just breaking the game down itself, not trying to pick a winner. I mean, if they stop ETN running the ball, I think Notre Dame wins outright. If they can't,
they might.
I think Notre Dame could still win in a shootout, even if they can't stop ETN running. But the key thing for me is, you know, so that points to where my pick would be. I'd have to take the points with Notre Dame. You can't tell me I'm going to take a kid in his second start. I can't do it.
How about Arizona State? How about this game? Arizona State, USC. They got Slovis at QB. I think Slovis is absolutely cash money for USC. Oh,
we agree. We agree on that.
I mean, USC has so much talent. Of course, they never produce, but
we do this every year, right?
Yeah, they have so much talent. But I kind of lean in this one. They're laying 10.5. Now, the crazy thing about it is it's a 9 a.m. start for those boys out west. That's an early start for those kids. First game of the year. Ooh, 56. 56 is the total. Going to be 60 degrees. I don't think it's going to be 60 degrees at kickoff because they're playing at 9 a.m. But still, I think that's an interesting game. I probably would lean USC there, but I might have a play on a total. You have West Virginia, Texas. You know, Texas is laying 5.5. I would lean – I'm going to say this. This is just going to be blow people. I would almost lean an under here.
Second time this year, probably the second time maybe in the history of the show that you've liked an under.
Well, I'm just saying.
First one hit, by the way. First one did hit.
I looked up some stats. You know, Texas per play, they're just not that explosive. You know, they've played, I heard this the other day, they've played 6 overtime quarters. So it's literally like, because they've played 6 games, literally they've played an overtime period every single game. That's a lot. That's why they average as much, you know, 4 overtimes against. They're not that explosive this year. And West Virginia is not a super high scoring team this year. And they play defense.
They definitely play defense.
That's a big number to get to 56 in that game. Now, maybe it will, but I'm just saying if I had to do that. Interesting game here. I mean, everyone's just unloading their life savings on Liberty. Virginia Tech. They're just hammering Virginia Tech. It opened at 13. I think it's up to 16.5, 17 some places. I can't do it. I just don't trust Virginia. I don't know who's going to, I don't know. Are you going to get a good, do they care about this game? I don't know. Do they even care?
It's just hard for me to trust Virginia's offense to put up that many points to cover that.
I mean, that's a lot of points, man. That is a lot of points.
It is. That game. I mean, I just don't, I haven't, I mean, I'm going to
be honest. Yeah, you saw, I see that line coming down already. Tulane, East Carolina. I hope my boys got it in early because I gave it out at 4.5. I think East Carolina is going to win the game outright. They're better than a 1-4. Aylers can sling it. Tulane's pass defense stinks. And I think East Carolina shows up tomorrow and shows out, wins the game outright. I'd sprinkle something on the money line, but I gave it to my peeps at 4.5. Now, I know half of them don't pay attention anymore, and so they'll wake up tomorrow and say, hey, Skippy, it's 1.5. Do you still like it? Yes, I do. I think they're going to win outright. So there's my answer. Well, I do. I just think
on the Virginia Tech game, though, I can't say they're wrong for pounding Virginia Tech.
Oh, I know.
It's like all the Redskins fans that said Gandy Golden was going to be the next big target in the red zone and all that.
I agree. I mean,
those cats aren't the same athletes as Va Tech. It's just a matter of
now they do play hard. I mean, they've only really played Syracuse, as far as even a real team, I guess. Yeah, that's the only team. I mean, they've played nobody. So
I just have a hard time. I feel like, and I haven't watched a lot of Liberty, but from the little bit of highlights and everything I've seen, especially like against Syracuse, when I think back on it, it seemed like they really got their running game going, and I think it's going to be impossible for Liberty to get their run game going against Va Tech. So, I mean,
and they're not a great defense.
Like a good number for if you want to take Va Tech.
Yeah, I can see.
And they're at home. That's huge in a game like this.
I gave Liberty only because we've seen this year.
Oh, you gave it?
Yeah, we just keep taking favorites and we just take it.
I'm not saying I didn't like it. I just didn't know
I just think Liberty's better than they think. And I think Virginia Tech is not that good this year. That's just I just think they're okay. I just don't think they're great. Now, if they pound them, they pound them. I'm going to give out another game here that I think you guys should at least look at. I think the Michigan State Iowa game gets over the 46. People don't realize this about Michigan State this year. You know who leads the Big Ten in passing? I know it's only a couple weeks. Michigan State.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
This is not your old Michigan State.
I can know that.
Do you know that Iowa? I heard this the other day too. Unbelievable. So, and when you think of Iowa, you think ground and pound. Iowa has run 148 plays this year. In two games, 0-2, 148 plays. How many passes do you think they've thrown?
190. Close.
So 46.5 is just not a high total in college football. I would lean over there. I might give that out in the morning. Any games you're looking at for the week that catch your eye? I mean, Marshall's laying 44. I can tell you this. Marshall will score almost every time they touch the ball. And if you can grab that first half total under 31, because UMass probably won't score, I would probably – because Marshall might score 31 in the first half. I'm not kidding you. That is an absolutely doo-doo. You know, UMass was only going to play like one game all year. Remember?
Yeah, they're the worst. I jumped on the second half train of that fiasco. And thank God I did. I mean, they're one of the worst. They could not snap the ball.
Georgia, Florida. I know you have some thoughts on this game.
I think it's going to be an amazing game to watch. That's what I think. I think it's the premier, obviously the premier game of the weekend. But I mean,
Georgia -3.
I know it's one of them games where you say, do you take the great defense or the great offense? Typically, the great defense has more success, but this is college, baby. It seems like they have a lot more plays. It seems like they're typically
well. Remember, this is for all intensive purposes an elimination. This is an elimination game as far as the playoff. Even though the Pac-12 won't be involved, and you got to assume Ohio State will creep there, and you got to assume Clemson will, you still have the possibility of two SECs. If remember, let's just say Georgia wins, right? And Georgia gets back to the SEC championship, plays Alabama, but plays them a little differently and a lot closer. And they get two losses, both to Alabama, who might be the best team in the country, or top two. I think they would get in. Florida, on the other hand, I'll just say the loser of this game is complete toast. It doesn't matter. Even if, I guess my point is, even if the winner of this game stumbles and then the loser of this game somehow gets in, two losses and then you lose a third, you're out. So you have to run the table to get to the SEC championship. Either
yeah, but I mean, what do you like? Do you like the? I mean, I got to take the better quarterback.
I would probably. It's hard for me to take Florida against Georgia. It just is.
Oh well, I love Florida then.
Okay. I mean, I don't really like the game. I don't really like the game.
No, I really don't either, but I just think
Florida's got some issues with players. And you really – I'm just going to tell you guys this. Before you jump on this game, do your research and find out who's – I mean, there have been so many ins and outs in Florida. It is crazy with the players, and this one's got issues and that. You need to know what you're betting on.
Do they have Kyle Trask?
Well, that's
– Oh, I'll bet on them then. I'm gonna
dude,
bet on
he ain't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna roll it now.
They're three and one for a reason. So as good as Trask has been, and he has been good.
I'm not.
I mean, he's got eight. He's got 18 touchdowns. So
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'm just not touching the game.
We saw how they played against a real offense.
Yes. Yes, we did. Maryland, Penn State, got nothing for it.
I think that number's right where it should be, probably. But I would take Penn State if I had to.
Minnesota, Illinois.
Minnesota is the worst team on the planet. You better bet on Illinois. Minnesota is the worst team.
I know, but here's the problem.
You have to take the point.
You got to look and see if the quarterback for Illinois is back. Because if he's not back.
I'll do it. Look, I'll do it blind. I'm doing it Ray Charles style.
Well, yeah, you probably could win by doing it.
Minnesota's the worst team out of the teams playing football right now. And I am not joking you. Other than UMass. Okay, let's take away UMass. Who is worse than that terrible Minnesota team?
I gave out a monster play tomorrow night on the Bruins, too. I don't care. I love UCLA is going to kick Colorado. Colorado is so bad. New coaching staff, defense atrocious, quarterback gone. UCLA, Chip Kelly, yes, he's been a disaster, but let me tell you, this is his best team he's had.
Yeah.
No, by far. He's got 10 or 11 of his top 12 or 13 tacklers back.
If they get one stop all game, they'll cover. I mean, all they need is
He's got the best offense he's had there yet. So I'm telling you, UCLA is going to do it. And like I said earlier, I think USC is going to be hard to stop with my boy Slovis. And he's got either four of his top five or three of his top four defense. They got everybody. USC has everyone back too. So Arizona State might be in trouble tomorrow.
I love all the nuggets on that.
Clemson, Notre Dame, we touched on. I mean, Ohio State, that game's not even on the board. To me, here's the other game. Coastal, like I said, at 8 p.m., they're laying 18. So think about this if you're Coastal. It's a night game, and it's on ESPN. Are you kidding me? Now, I don't know. Are you guys having fans?
Yeah, but not many.
Not many, but it doesn't matter. Now, South Alabama is not terrible. I mean, they're 3-3. They're 2-1 in the Sun Belt. I just don't think they've played anyone in the Sun Belt. I mean, they played Texas State, who's not very good. They played UL Monroe, and they won. At Georgia Southern, who Coastal beat by two touchdowns there, South Alabama did lose by a touchdown. But I just happen to feel like Coastal was really good.
This is a fishy one I can't wait to talk to you about. South Florida, plus 17. They're the second. Well, other than UMass, so they're the third. UMass the worst. Minnesota second. South Florida third.
But what Memphis team are you going to get? Are you going to get the Memphis team in the second half against Temple?
Yeah, exactly.
Or are you going to get the Memphis in the first
half?
No,
you're going to get the one that rapes you and just ruins your day.
Right, and ruins your day.
Just one little field goal in that Temple game, and I'm a rich man. I wouldn't even be on this podcast.
Yeah, you'd already have your own show, man.
No, I'd have a yacht. Who needs
yacht.
To show?
Oh, maybe Sir Yacht.
I'd be Sir Yacht Jr.
Boy, Sir Yacht a lot.
And he dropped, by the way, it's funny that leads into that. He dropped the bomb, Wisconsin season over. Football.
Yeah.
Done.
Is that official, though?
Sir Yacht said it.
Well, we'll see how credible he is. I can see that. I mean, what's the point if you're Wisconsin at this point? Your good quarterback, you're going nowhere. Your good quarterback's out half the year. What's the point?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I could tell you is this show's going a little bit longer today because it's Friday night. We got a few games on. We didn't get our show in this week.
We got 10 games canceled. Oklahoma State laying 12.5 at Kansas State. No Skylar Thompson. Again, because Oklahoma State lost last week in overtime, it is official. Under no circumstances, whoever wins the championship, Big 12, does not matter. They're out.
They are dead as a doornail.
So you've literally got Cincinnati. This is literally where the playoff is. Cincinnati, BYU, grasping. I'm just saying. I know they won't get in. I'm just saying. Cincinnati or BYU. Clemson, Ohio State, and two SEC teams, and there's your playoff. That's the only six really teams that. And once they start falling, well, who else really has a shot?
Oh, I'm not arguing you.
I mean, what is Indiana going to run the table and win the Big Ten championship, and somehow they're going to go?
It's funny you bring it up because I thought it was going to be. I mean, just from what you saw from the quarterback, you would think maybe Wisconsin, but
no, they're done.
Dead. Yeah,
because of the way. Look, I have found this year from a. Forget wagering or anything else, just from purely trying to be a handicapper, not nearly as enjoyable as years past.
Oh, 100%.
Close. Like, it's hard. Like, tomorrow, it's also been a long year, just like you said, with all of the stuff going on with the virus and families.
You just can't enjoy the same.
The way people are going, just everything.
The games aren't the same. I still want to see USC play Alabama. I mean, my mind's not off the – that's the part of college football that I love the most. And the NFL is a joke with no fans. I'm sorry. I know most people are fine with it. I can't. It's hard for me to sit down. I'd rather watch the film later on because I can go through it a lot quicker. It's hard to sit down and watch 3.5 hours of the Packers hammer the 49ers with no fans in the stands to top it all off. It just looks terrible.
I haven't been to cleats I haven't been to cleats on a Saturday, maybe once, but
it's not
usually.
The same.
It's not the same, but it will. I am going tomorrow all day.
I do feel movement in my pants when I see Illinois +7 and +216 on the money line playing the worst defense in the history of mankind. Minnesota,
the backup let them. There was a game last week. I gave over 56 or 57 in the Purdue Illinois game. 40 minutes before game time, quarterback out. Backup comes in, does nothing in the first half, which is the only reason. End up 31-24 final. Backup quarterback drove him two or three times, but interception.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Couldn't get in the end zone. Not that Brandon Peters is much better, but he's better than him. That's why he's the backup.
Yeah, right.
Now, could they beat? Could they hang with Minnesota, who defensively is just.
Do you know Peters is out?
I don't know, okay. But I just checked. No, I checked earlier. Yeah. I don't know how it works because again, we know that.
Yeah, you don't know till 10 minutes.
We know that in the Big Ten, it was 21 days. So I would have to assume the protocol is 21 days. He just got notified last Friday. So yeah, I think he's probably out because of the dumb Big Ten doo-doo protocol. Yeah, probably out. The lowest total in college football that you'll see this year. Western Kentucky at Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic -7, 39.5. Supposed to be raining, 82 degrees. Western Kentucky stinks on offense, and they're not much better on defense. But Robinson, who was going to be the Conference USA player, I thought would be the quarterback player of the year for Florida Atlantic, just not a high-scoring team yet this year. Piggy for Western Kentucky, former Maryland quarterback, plays like a piggy. He plays like poo. He's 84 for 150 this year for 700 yards and 8 touchdowns in 7 games. That equals what? Dog poo, piggy poo, poo poo. So he's out. Now, Baylor, Iowa State, Iowa State.
Lang, oh, God. Baylor's so bad.
14. I can see Iowa State cleaning their clock. Baylor is bad.
I definitely could. Hey, we talked about the biggest game. Is there even a second biggest game?
Oh, yeah. Clemson. Obviously, oh, Clemson, yeah. Notre Dame. Okay. And yeah, Georgia and Georgia.
Yes,
yeah, so and look, in years past, what I'm about to say would be would have been a big game. Though. Well, this would have been a big game, but because, again, it's – the best part about Oregon is
Oregon, that everyone Stanford, should, I know. It's
just I think confused. The thing that people should be happy about for this in Oregon in general is they have decriminalized heroin, which I think makes our country much better. I mean, we have a fantastic country right now. We also have magic mushrooms up here in Denver, just up the road from me. I think it's fantastic. Hello, what are we doing, Matt? Yeah, how about that? Hey man. Hey, edgy boy. Hey,
what?
Come roll out here. We'll roll up. Hey, man, can we get a handful of the magic shrooms, man? That's all I need in my life is to be hallucinating. Man.
All Jesus I need Christ. Is to hallucinate and see the score that I need up on that scoreboard. To like this. Bet.
What's that line say? I got plus, man, push it all in.
The third biggest game is right now, tonight, in about 5 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah. I would lean, like I said, in tonight's game, I have to go.
Boise, right?
I have to go BYU. First of all, you don't even know if Brock. You don't even know if Brockermeyer's playing for Boise.
It doesn't matter if he's playing. No, because he's benched. So even if he's healthy, he's benched. Well, they like the other.
I think BYU. This is just my take. If BYU wants to get a look from the committee, then you better do what you did against Houston in the second half. Down by 2 touchdowns, beat them by 20, and scored the last 30 points of the game on the road. And that's what you better do. Otherwise, if you win by 3, why would I – you beat Boise by 3? You think you can hang with Bama or Ohio? They'll beat the shit out of BYU.
I'm going to tell you right now, that quarterback, when he straps that helmet on tonight, the last thing he cares about is going undefeated and being in the playoffs. All he cares about is, I got to make some chips tonight. Because if he doesn't go out there and ball out – and do the same things he's done against subpar defenses and show that he's an NFL caliber quarterback.
Do you think he is? He's not a big kid. I mean, he's not a little kid. He's not tiny, but it's not like he's a super.
I think it's hard for me because last year, my first real, big bet of the year was Utah versus him. And he just didn't do well with that type of a defense under
that
kind of pressure.
Well, let's put it this way. I heard a statement.
So my answer is, I think he has the potential to do it. Yeah, I do. I could see him turning into a starter in the NFL, but I'm not necessarily sold yet on him being first, second round talent. I'm going to watch every play tonight.
Valdez from the Junkies made this statement on the air, which obviously I know that he had visited Oregon prior and took the heroin.
Well, he didn't take no shot at the edge.
And he took. No, it's not about the edge. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what he said about BYU. He said he thought if BYU played in, I'm trying to think of the conference he said. It was either Big Ten, SEC, or something like that.
Whatever.
A big conference, he said they would roll teams in there. And Jason, of course, said he was on Magic Mushrooms, which he obviously is. Like, I know Valdez. What, you're shaking your head?
No, Valdez knows more football than you and Jason combined. Come on now.
He knows more football. Now you're saying that. Yeah, you keep the better wink. Yeah, I hope you're winking because you might be able to pick games, but there's not many people that breathe that know more football.
I typically do, though, in all seriousness. I really do usually take his opinion pretty.
I agree with him on that one. Okay, I agree with you're stupid to both of you.
Well, the
you
only
can
reason
wipe
you think
your
Jason
ass
is, you
with
think
that opinion.
You
that's
guys
a stupid
haven't
comment.
Looked at their offensive. You don't. Okay. Well, let's watch tonight. You know what? I'm betting.
So
on
what
right
you're
now.
Telling?
I'm, no, no, no.
Is,
you know what? I'm betting on BYU right now as we speak.
Good. So you think BYU would go into
now
the Big Ten and just wipe everyone's ass and just
when
smoke
you say candy? Everyone's ass? Are we talking about Minnesota? Yes.
Yeah.
I think they would hammer Minnesota.
Okay,
are we talking about the Maryland Terrapins?
Great.
Yes, I think BYU.
That wasn't the statement.
Are we talking about Illinois, Michigan
would they roll,
State?
Would they be able to roll, go in and just smoke Alabama, obviously not.
No.
Texas A&M,
I don't think he meant it like
not.
That. I think when you look
Georgia,
at
Georgia, obviously not.
Or Florida, Kentucky, obviously I think they would not. Be, I think they would at least hang with Kentucky.
Okay, hang is one thing, and we
I don't know if
know
they would
that.
Pound Kentucky, this, but I don't think he said the SEC. See, I need to know what he said. There's a okay. lot of conferences, such as the Big Ten, and pretty much every other conference. Other
I don't
than
think, I don't think BYU would go into the ACC, and I think they'd get worked in the ACC. Well, you're well. That's look. Your opinion, his opinion is one thing. My opinions, this is my show. I can say whatever the
that's
fuck
where
I want.
You. That's right. That's beautiful. Where I want you. I want you all riled up. Now,
well, because that's a stupid statement. What I respect that. Look, I know Valdez knows football. I just think that.
Oh, you like the statement that riled you up. I like that.
I just that's think it's
I
a
need.
Dumb statement.
You keep tilting that back. I need
I'll tell you what. Hey, let me put it to you this way. Let me just say this.
We're recording the NFL show immediately after this.
Tennessee, Arkansas. Any thoughts?
I think Arkansas could be for real. And I'm so tired. Here's what I think. I'm so tired of hearing about the Tennessee offensive line. The Tennessee offensive line is going to be one of the best in the country. Oh, my God. They got 5 5 stars.
Who is our boy that loves them? Parlay Poopy?
No, I don't. Well, come on. He loves them every year. I get that as a fan. I'm talking about.
No, that's his boy.
Analysts all say they got 5 5 stars on the front line. They suck. The Tennessee Vols are terrible at football.
Well, their biggest problem is what I said 2 years ago when he first got hired, and Jason was on the show at that time, and Poopy Gums Himes was on the show, and you were not, and they said, no, Pruitt, no, you got to give him, and I'm going to tell you this about Pruitt. He's the same today as he was when they hired him. Like, everyone believes – Everyone thinks these Nick Saban disciples are the end all be all. And to be frank with you, almost none of them have done shit when they leave. I mean, they might get good jobs, but I mean, as far as actually going to the next level, Pruitt, poo. Lane Kiffin's done nothing. The drunk there, he leaves, comes back, drinks, leaves, comes back. He don't know what he's doing. Poo poo. What's his name? The dude that left and went to CSU, he did okay, and now he's at Central Michigan. McElwain, I mean,
yeah, he's okay. Actually, he's okay, pretty good.
But he is pretty good. But I'm saying it's not like that's a Saban disciple, so he's a home run. No, a lot of them have been failures.
Well, that's why he pounds them.
Look, people are used to the Tennessee of the '90s, and dude, the world has changed, brother. The world is different. Nobody, even though Tennessee's a great. That is a silly campus and a silly place to go. They don't get the top recruit. Look at their quarterback. He's horrible.
All of them. Not just Guanatan, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Garin Pooper.
Here's what I can tell you. They are all the guys behind him must suck too for him not to be putting him in.
I mean, you're Tennessee.
The guy in behind him for one drive. He threw a pick six.
They don't even get the defensive. Look, they were supposed to be. They're 2-3.
So sounds like we're taking Arkansas.
I mean, it's a pick 'em, and it's for a reason. Like this line, if Tennessee was supposed to do what they
I'm
were supposed to do,
I'm taking Felipe Franks over anybody on Tennessee's roster.
Yeah, I think they can get him. I gave out this play. It's already dropped a point. That's because it's going to be raining and poopy. That's going to be a loser. I might have to call off that play in the morning.
I'll make Arkansas one of my picks.
Washington already. State, Oregon State. It was 65. It's down to 63.5. It's going to be 50 degrees and raining. You know what? That's just an awful state in general. I think we should go to 49 states.
Laying 8.5 to Stanford. That's one of the games I can't wait to see tomorrow night.
Canceled Purdue, Wisconsin. Canceled Air Force Army. Canceled Tulsa Navy. Texas San Antonio Rice canceled. Charlotte, Middle Tennessee canceled. How about this? This is the craziest thing of all. Pac-12 opening week. Washington, California, canceled.
Yep. You think New Mexico is going to have fun flying out to Hawaii?
No, I think New Mexico will get absolutely shit on in that game. It's 11 o'clock Eastern. Hawaii, what is his name? Shadero or what's his name? Cordero, I believe, for Hawaii is going to light New Mexico stinks.
Yeah, he really lit Wyoming up with his one touchdown.
No, I know. But
he didn't even throw it. Here's his line, your boy Chevon. Chevin Cordero.
Hey, how fun do you think that flight is?
26 attempts. Guess how many yards he had on 26 attempts. Take a gander.
92.
110 with one interception.
That ain't bad.
Yeah. For a Pop Warner kid, maybe in the first quarter.
The thing is, New Mexico, do you think that flight's going to be fun?
No, I think they both them teams are awful.
Dude, this kid, by the way, number 86 for NC State, keeps making the catches. He is an NFL stud. And here's another guy. the team Nevada, they have a receiver. The kid, God darn it, his name's right on the tip of my tongue. He caught like three. He's going to be very good. Big, strong, and can fly. He will be in the NFL. Nevada's a team this year. Watch out for in the Mountain West. I'm just saying they're going to boat race some teams. Their quarterback is the leading passer right now in the nation. Nobody knows about him.
I love the Nuggets tonight, boy. I love them.
He's either first or second in the nation. He's averaging almost 400 yards. 308. Last night he had 410 yards. Utah State stinks, by the way. That's a team, Utah State. They are not the same. Rutgers, Ohio State, that game is off the board as we speak. I don't know why. Have you heard anything about that? Why would that game be off the board?
Which one?
Rutgers and Ohio State.
No, but
have you heard anything?
No, but it makes me worry because it's like, wow. I mean, if something happens to Ohio State, I mean.
Well, we would have already. That would have been all over the news.
I mean, I still see it on our. We're on the same one, right? It's yep. here for 39. It's on ours right here.
Okay, okay. So it's just off of ESPN.
Yeah, I'm on ESPN. There. I mean, I don't think Rutgers is bad enough to lay 40. I mean, I thought they were terrible. And then, I mean, they beat Michigan State, and Michigan State then goes and beats Michigan. So, you know, I think Rutgers is maybe an actual football team this year. So I'm not going to lay the 40. I mean, my game of the year hit last week. So I'm not worried about, I mean,
yeah, you ain't worried about
I
none of
last
it.
Week. I mean, I'm not going to burn them again.
How about NC State is getting ready to knock Miami out of grasping for the ACC? I love it.
What about the greatest wager maybe of the entire college football season last week when Duke's going playing Charlotte?
Oh, how did that game go?
How'd it go? Just like I predicted, where you look up and you say, wow, that spread had to be 15, 20, and Duke pounded them. And it was just, I mean, you just couldn't believe it. I mean, all the people just lost their ass on it.
Let's see what the score was. No, I'm looking right now.
Oh, go ahead and look. I don't even got to look. I know they got pounded. As in Charlotte.
53-19. Yeah, you've done well in the years picking those games where – you know, a couple years ago, yeah, just pummeled them. Which is
53. What was that spread? 9 or 10?
It was 10.5, and it came down to 8 because everyone took it in the shorts in that
52.
Game.
52. Wow.
Everyone took it right in the shorts. All right. Any other games that we're missing on Saturday? Michigan, Indiana. Any thoughts for you on that? Now, personally,
Harbaugh's got to go.
Well, they've already lost. They're out. So,
well, isn't he a lame duck?
I think he is a lame duck.
He
but
is.
Who's not a lame duck is Indiana catching 3.5. Well, dude, that's a lot of points to give on
I know,
the road.
But how I mean, can you? I mean, yeah, I would take the points, but how can you cap them? I mean, it's just like you just don't know. Yeah, I'd have to take Indiana in the points.
Here's why I can say you can cap them. We thought the first week with Michigan, we did, because we thought, hey, row your
no,
boat.
No, we, my ass. You thought no. Row the boat. I what thought I'm Michigan saying was going to pound him.
You did, but what I'm saying is, from last year, he had a lot of people back.
No, really,
he gets
yeah.
everyone motivated. You didn't know that their defense was a large pile of semen. That's what they are. That's what their defense is. Awful. You didn't know that. So then you see Michigan laying 24, 25 points to a Michigan State team that got absolutely boat raced by Rutgers the week before. You're like, of course they're going to. Then you see Michigan lose at home. So if it was me, I watched Penn State last week. Yeah, they kind of were never really in the game, but they didn't just get pummeled to the point where, I mean, they had some opportunities. As
oh,
did
we
Ohio
know.
State.
Yeah, I mean, we know yeah. Penn State's a real football team. It's not. Like
I mean, they're a real football team, and Indiana was able to beat them. So you're going to give me. I might give it out tomorrow too. Give me Indiana in 3.5. I mean, Indiana's playing with nothing but momentum, all fired up. Started off slow last week, came back. Started off 7-0 or 10-0 to Rutgers, came back and boat raced Rutgers at the end, 37-17. So to me, I'll take the points. Now here's one. Why? But see, I don't know how motivated is SMU just going to just decimate Temple? Temple's defense is not good.
It's hard when you get burned by a team to mess with them again. I don't know. I mean, I thought Temple was going to roll over for Memphis and that didn't go well. So I haven't seen enough of Temple to know what they're going to do.
I mean, we've just covered every single game except
you know what SMU does is just never show up when you bet on them and then always show up when you don't.
Right. They're a little bit like, to me, the Detroit Lions in the NFL. Whenever you count on them, you are a loser almost every time. And when you don't count on them, they will bend you over. They'll backside you.
Oh, I see one that slipped through the cracks before we let this go. Florida State at home, laying 2. Pittsburgh coming in. Is Pickett playing? Who knows? Is the defense legit? Who knows? Am I taking Pittsburgh? You're damn right. I think Florida State's so bad. I don't care what they did against North Carolina. I think Florida State's awful. I got to take Pittsburgh. I love it. I'd take the money line. I'd tease it with something so I'd be +8, and it's going to be a fatty.
Here's one more game. This is a biggie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's two games. There's North Carolina's at Duke laying 12.
Yeah, I meant to lead into that from.
But here's another one that's really interesting to me because I think they're just under the radar because they're so unflashy.
Who?
But is, Northwestern's got Nebraska at home. We know Nebraska's defense isn't that good. Northwestern's only laying 3.5. Now you say, we watch what Northwestern did to Maryland, who obviously came back and played better against Minnesota.
I'll take Nebraska.
Right. I know you'll take Nebraska's point. But then I watched Northwestern go into Iowa, and Iowa was up early 14-3, and I watched Northwestern just grind that win out. This is not one of Iowa's better teams, but it's an interesting game. Big game for Northwestern.
You already broke down Cincinnati and Houston without me.
I did not break that game down.
How did we not?
We missed it. Well, break it down.
Here's what it's 12 or 13, depending on where you look.
They'll kill Houston.
You have to take Houston. Well, what is Cincinnati going to cover every game they play?
Probably not, but I'm just going to tell you this. I've watched both teams several times now. Maybe you take Houston and you get lucky, and that's great. But that Cincinnati defense is real. They're nasty. They just are.
They are, and the schemes are great, but are they going to go?
No, you're right.
They got to be 4-1 or 5-0 against the spread.
They've covered every game. They've covered
every game. They're 5-0 against the spread. It can't last forever. Correct. Houston's got playmakers.
Houston's got a lot of
Ritter
playmakers.
Ritter is beyond due for a bad game. You kidding me?
The only thing that scares me in that game is – well, one thing is if BYU struggles at all tonight, that will matter to Cincy because those two teams are fighting it out for the one team that has a shot to do anything.
Right.
But that BYU game started, by the way.
Oh, I know.
I should probably watch that. Hold on.
You probably should.
What channel is it on? ESPNU? I'm gonna put it on right now.
FS1. Good luck tomorrow, fellas. Looking forward to the NFL show, guys. It's going to be a great week for football. Great weekend.
Wait a minute. Are we wrapping it?
Well, yeah, we went over. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of dogs barking. I think there's a lot of obvious plays this week.
Well, one thing we know.
I don't think it's a week to use your magnifying glass and try to really look in and see. You know, there are none of those games, in my opinion, this week. There is no, hey, everybody loves Charlotte, but Duke's the better team, and it's not even close this week, and the line's just completely wrong. Look at my girl bring me some coffee. She knows what time it is. Give her a little extra cream in that coffee. Yeah, coffee. Oh, shit, that's my coffee.
So I think, again, I gave out – this is the first week all year I've given out.
Oh, we should give a few picks real quick just because – we broke out a lot. I just meant we didn't have a regular show this week. So I'll take Arkansas +1.5.
You take Arkansas +1.5. I'm going to take the over in the Iowa game at 46.5. I'm also going to take Coastal Carolina to bury South Alabama. And then for my one dog, because I know they're going to bark tomorrow because they bark every week, the underdog I'm going to take is going to be Indiana +3.5.
All right. That's it. Those are the picks. Good luck.
Those are the picks. We got Sunday morning show, which we're going to literally, so don't pretend that we're going to record it Sunday because we're not. We're actually going to record it right now because we're ready to roll. So till next week, we'll be back on the podcast on, I think we need to get back on Tuesday nights. So we're probably going to start dropping them on Tuesdays.
Yep. Tuesday.
And I will have the edge here as soon as we're done here, text our producer so he cuts out some of that from the 12-minute mark to the 13:52 mark that you guys will not hear. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.